Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Poland is experiencing something of a fertility crisis. Its birth rate is 1.2, well below the replacement rate, and currently one of the lowest in Europe. But now a hotel chain is attempting to help. If you can prove you conceived a child at an Arhe hotel, they'll give you a free christening party. Raphael Minder is the Financial Times Central European correspondent. Afternoon, Raphael.
Good afternoon to you.
Could you tell us first, I suppose, what's the offer being made by this hotel chain?
So this hotel chain has come up with a pretty novel incentive to conceive in one of their rooms, which is offering anybody who can produce a hotel bill 9 months before the birth of their child will get a free christening party for up to 10 guests. It doesn't need to be a religious celebration, it can be secular, but essentially you can have a boozy luncheon event at the hotel to celebrate the birth of your kid, as long as you've had that kid 9 months before.
Okay.
And have a bill to show that.
All right. So it'd be kind of roughly 9 months. It's not...
Roughly. I mean, this is a marketing stunt. This is not a scientific experiment.
And they're also... They're extending this offer to staff at this hotel chain as well.
Exactly. So it is actually the biggest privately held hotel chain in Poland. They have 23 hotels across the country. And any member of staff who has a kid will get a bonus of roughly €2,200 per child.
Now, as you say, it's a publicity stunt, but it ties in with an actual problem in Poland about the birth rates.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a problem that the owner of the hotel chain, Mr. Grochowski, has been worrying about for a long time. He basically feels that the demographics of Poland are terrible and are as much of a threat to Poland's future economic health and as some of the more headline topics of the moment, like Russia threatening. So what he's saying is essentially that, yes, he's bringing his little humorous publicity stunt, but the authorities have to get much more serious about the issue. And the issue is real. Poland has been losing population for 7 years in a row. In fact, in overall terms, it's the biggest decline for now the last 2 years in the EU. And its fertility rate is among the bottom five in the EU. So the Polish population is basically back at levels last seen in the 1980s.
And is there any particular reason for that or set of reasons?
I think, you know, this is a problem that's common to most Western countries. It's strangely particularly pronounced in a lot of the Catholic countries. If you look at the charts, you have countries like Malta, Spain, Italy, also among the lowest fertility rates. It's heavily linked to the depopulation of the countryside, people moving to Warsaw, a bit like they're probably moving to Dublin, and finding it much harder to get decent housing in expensive and crowded cities. So the prospect of having to have an extra room for your kid is just financially complicated. And at the same time, what's also striking is Poland has actually been pretty generous in terms of child benefit schemes, but that's done nothing to reverse the trend. Essentially, the current situation is that the Poles are wealthy enough not to feel that a bonus is enough for them to want a kid, but at the same time not wealthy enough to afford a larger home. So in a way, it's sort of a middle income trap.
Yeah, I suppose they're very familiar issues around a lot of European countries. And the owner of the hotel chain, it seems to have been for many years acutely aware of that urban-rural split you refer to.
Yeah, so he has an interesting story. He's actually a farmer. He pretty much hates Warsaw. He has his company's headquarters in Warsaw. He drives in from his farm 120 kilometers away when he has to. But he represents very much the countryside. And so he's sort of seen firsthand, essentially, young people leaving rural areas. And he's also been a strong campaigner against all the migration fears that are being spread by the politicians. He says, you know, literally, I know companies, especially in rural areas, that cannot hire people. And so we need workers. We need kids and we need workers.
Yeah. And have the government, or is there any sign that the government are doing anything to respond to this problem?
Well, basically, yes, they have been doing something. They have been throwing money at the problem. But as I say, you know, these efforts, so you get basically at the moment a monthly subsidy in Poland of something like 140 euros per month for every child up to the age of 18. So that's, you know, I think that's on par with what you get in Ireland. For a country like Poland, for Central Eastern European countries, it's pretty generous. But it's really not done anything in terms of reversing the trend. And, you know, that's striking. Of course, people say it's very hard to pinpoint one reason. The loss of Catholic family values are part of the story, but that's not all.
Yeah. Since this offer has been issued, has there been a rush of pregnant women turning up at these hotels with the receipts grasped in their hand?
There's no receipt at this stage because the offer started in September. So we'll have to talk again around next June. But he claims there's been an uptick in bookings. You know, let's see next June how many wild christening parties will be taking place in his hotels.
Indeed. Raphael Minder is Financial Times Central Europe correspondent. Raphael, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.